We learn about the mitzvah, about the sabbatical year, and also about the Shnat HaYovel. How do you say
Jubilee?
Jubilee. So the Torah commands you to 6 years to work in the land, and then on the seventh year to stop, to take off. Now there is a verse in the parasha after it gives the commandments that you have to work the land, seventh year you stop working the land, you can't produce any crops from the land on the seventh year. So the Torah presents a verse, and the verse is, how are we going to eat for a whole year? You're telling me not to work the land for a whole year, where am I going to have food from? So the verse goes, "V'chitomru man nochal b'shana ashvit," and if you say, "What are we going to eat in the seventh year?" So the Torah answers, "V'tziviti et birchati lachem." Don't worry, Hashem says, "I will command my blessing to you." This is what the verse says. And this is something that is not far away from our generation, even though we don't observe really the sabbatical year. What we do observe is rabbinical, it's not from the Torah. Yeah, but it's rabbinical, it's not from the Torah, and it's not all the rules. It's not exactly the same, but nevertheless, we're not farmers. I mean, I have tomatoes in my backyard, but I'm not a farmer. But nevertheless, this is can be applied to each and every one of us, because we also don't work on Shabbat. How many people they're supposed to work on Shabbat, and they're like, if I close my business, what's going to happen? How many people, they're Jews, they run their business, and on Shabbat they're required to stop the business. I had a friend who told me my business is based on Shabbat. The rest of the week is just nothing. I make my money on Shabbat. That's the day that my business is operating. And not only that, how many times are we placed with a situation that I have to trust Hashem, don't have money? So nevertheless, the Torah applies to many, many different ways, not only specifically when you are a farmer and you're not working on the seventh year. But nevertheless, the verse is referring to the seventh year, saying, but what are we going to eat on the seventh year? And the Kadosh Baruch Hu answers, don't worry. How does he say? V'tziviti et birchati. I will command my blessing to you, and you're going to be blessed. Now, the Noam Elimelech, his name, the book we called the Noam Elimelech, but his name was Elimelech from Lizhansk. And he had a famous brother. We still didn't really learn from his teachings yet. But he's known as the Rebbe Zusha from Anipoli. And very, very holy Hasid. So he says here, "Beshem achi Hasid mefursam." I'm going to explain now in the name of my brother, who's a known Hasid. And he says, "V'yesh ledekdek heyot she'atorah yatzah bekan midarka." We have to be very particular with what we reading here, because the Torah went out of the ordinary, out of its usual way. Why? Shederech akra lichtov eze yitur lashon bapasuk afilu ot alef al yedei ze metoratz kama kushiyot. Usually the Torah writes a verse, and it will add like at least one letter of an explanation why is it saying that. על ידי זה מתורץ כמה קושיות, אבל הקושיה לא נכתב בעצמה בתורה. Many times the Torah, what it does, it will give an answer. The answer will be very obvious, but it doesn't necessarily write the question. So this is usually the nature how the Torah writes things. It will write the answer, or it will write an explanation, but in a lot of cases without giving the question. Here it's giving the question And right away the answer. The question is, what are we going to eat on the seventh year? And the way the Torah says it, v'chitomru. And if you will say, what are we going to eat on the seventh year? I'm giving you already an answer. So here, he says, we have to see, the Torah is very precise. And when you really follow every little word in the Torah, you see that when there's a change, then it means there's something behind it. And here is the change, because usually the Torah will not present the question. And here, in this particular case, it's written first the question, and then it answers. וטוב היה שלא לומר כי אם וציוויתי ברכתי. Technically, if you're already writing the question, then the answer should come in a different way. But here should have been written either without the question by saying, don't worry, I will give you my blessing and you're going to be eating. But it's still presenting the question. It raises a wonder, why does that? Why the Torah does that? Hayah shelo lomar ki im vetziveti et birchati. It should have made sense just to write, work for 6 years, the seventh year don't work, and don't worry, I will give you my blessing. That would make more sense. So if this is the case, why is the Torah coming and going out of its way to say, and if you should say what I'm going to eat on the seventh year, this will be the answer. I will give you my blessing. So he says, ונראה שהשם יתברך ברוך הוא כשברא את העולם, השפיע מטובו. It seems that when the Kadosh Baruch Hu, not it seems, we see from here that when the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he gave an abundance of kindness to the world. How? צינורות מושכים שפע לצרכי בני אדם. Imagine like in the world above is a basin of blessing. And how does the blessing come down to the world? Through like channels. Through pipes. The word that he's using here is tsinor. Tsinor is a pipe. You want to take something from point A to point B, it goes through a pipe. So it seems, he says here, that when the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he gave this unbelievable shefa, this abundance of good, of goodness, through these pipes, and these pipes, they pull down an abundance. Yesterday I was explaining a little bit more thoroughly in the Zohar class. There's two ways how a certain energy will come from the world above. One of them is called Hamshacha, and the other one is called He'ara. And the example that I gave is when you go to the ATM, you withdraw money. And in the bank, there's a lot of money, but your ATM card will be limited to either how much money is in the checking account, or to how much money your card is limited. You can have $1 million, but they tell you, listen, we're only giving you $1,000 a day. But nevertheless, I have to go to the bank and I have to put my card in, put my code, and I withdraw out money. Now, if an alien would come and see this phenomenon, we'll be like, wow, look at that. You come with this little card and you press a few buttons and the wall spits out money. Unbelievable, what a unbelievable world of kindness. Doesn't know that you have to put first the money in. But nevertheless, this is called limshoch, to withdraw. So, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is a bank full of money, full of abundance, full of energy. Now, it has to be pulled down somehow. So, the abundance that comes down, there's different ways how the abundance will come down. And one of them is called Hamshacha, that you have to pull it, you have to bring it down. Another way is called He'ara, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu shines on the world. You don't have to do much. But nevertheless, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created ATMs, spiritual ATMs. He calls them tzinorot, pipes. And through these pipes, you're able to pull down goodness, kindness, and abundance into the world. And why do you need that? לצורכי בני אדם, for the needs of human beings. ודרך השפע שלא להפסיק כלל. And the way the Kadosh Baruch Hu created it, that it's constantly coming down. You can't stop it. It's not like an ATM that has a limit. This doesn't have a limit. It just comes down. That's how Hashem created it. It's us usually that will cause a break in the tzinor, and then the shefa stops coming. But it's almost like imagine water is constantly coming into your faucets. Of course, you have to be connected to the water company, to the source, and if you don't pay your bill, you're not going to get nothing. But hypothetically, every time you just open your faucet, whoop, water comes out. In the eyes of a child doesn't know where's the water is coming from, that it's coming from a reservoir. He doesn't know there's a bill. He just knows that you open the faucet and water always will come out. Same thing here. The way the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He created the world that there's constantly coming this abundance, a shefa, from the world above, through a tzinol, through pipes. And it's coming in order to give, to benefit the needs of us humans. ודרך השפע שלא להפסיק כלל, and the way is that it never stops, אלא כשהאדם נופל ממדרגתו, ואין לו ביטחון בבורא ברוך הוא, what happens now when a person falls down from his level? And the level means, of course, his spiritual level. And right now, when he falls down, what happens? He loses trust in Hashem. ואין לו ביטחון בבורא ברוך הוא. He doesn't have any trust in Hashem. המשגיח אמיתי, הזן ופרנס. The one who really is taking care of you. הקדוש ברוך הוא. Nobody else is taking care of you. Not your boss, not the bank, not your father. The only one who is really taking care of you is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says here, HaMashgiach HaAmiti, he supervises on you all day long. You think for a second that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give you what you need? You know how many birds are in the world? 500 trillion birds. How many ants are in the world? How many worms? How many dogs and cats? And everybody has what to eat. I've never seen a cat walking around in the street like, oh my God, I don't, what am I going to eat? Cat just walks around and, you know, especially the cats here in Tzfat, they're better than us. When they walk, they're cool and they're, okay, the garbage is going to come at some point. I have what to eat. I've never seen a bird freaking out. They just fly around and look around and, well, what do you know? You know what it is, what kind of a kitchen the Kadosh Baruch Hu has to have to feed 500 billion birds and 500 trillion fish? You look at these fish over there, you think they're worried? I've never seen one of them like, oh my God, I didn't get food, where is the food going to come from? They just swim there. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashgiach HaAmiti, he's the real supervisor. He really looks down and he says, everybody is going to get what they deserve. And this is called Hazan Ufarnes Lakol. Zan is supports, Mefarnes, Zan, I mean, feeds, Ufarnes is supports, Lakol, everybody. Everybody. Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashgiach Amiti, Hazan Ufarnes Briot Bli Hefsek. He feeds all creatures without a stop. There's no day that he says, okay, I'm sorry, creatures, I'm sorry, trillions of animals, today the cook didn't come in. No food today. Bli hefsek, never stops. Az oseh ha'adam ahu b'machshavto ha'i asher lo metohar pagam chalila ba'olamot elyonim. Now how can it be that a man will for one second think that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to take care of him? How can you even think of such a thing? You know how you think that? Because a person is not pure and he is Lo alenu chalila, damaged something in the world above. That's why. If you have a moment that you have a doubt that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you, it's only because of you. You're the problem. Why? First of all, you're not pretty. There's no purity here. Asher lo metohar. No purity. You brought on yourself some type of impurity. How do you bring on yourself impurity? Pagam. You did a damage. You did a sin. Now, when you do a sin, what does it affect? It's affecting the world above. Be'olamot elanim. Now, when there's a blemish in the world above, and there's an impurity on the soul, matishin koach pamalia shel mala, rachmana litzla. What does it cause? It causes weakness in the heavenly realm that they can't have the right power to give over. So it's almost like to give the go back to the analogy of the ATM. You do a problem. It's like you pull the electricity out of the machine. I mean, at the end of the day, the ATM is working on electricity. Now, if you pull the wire out, the cord, ATM will not work. What did you do? You, so to say, tired. You made the machine tired. You took its energy away. You, doesn't matter. It's not that the way you did it is you pulled the cord out. But what did you physically do? You made that the machine doesn't have energy. Same thing here. There is some type of an energy machine in the world above. And the way that he calls it is called Pamalia Shel Mala. Pamalia can be a group or some type of a group of people. But since we don't have people in the world above, and he says Pamalia Shel Mala, a certain how do you say it? There is a word for it in English. It's on the tip of my tongue. When you have a group of people and they make a decision, how do you call that? Not a
committee?
Like a committee. Yeah. So this is kind of like a Pamalia. There's a committee up there and they make decisions, and what you do there is you weaken their power. So you weaken their power, they can't give you over anything. Now what happens? The shefa, this abundance that is constantly coming down, stops because you pull the cord out. You kill the energy. Now the faucet, you open the faucet, nothing comes out because the main source, they closed you in the main source. וצריך השם יתברך ברוח הוא לצוות מחדש השפע. Now the Kadosh Baruch Hu gets a complaint because you start freaking out. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, whoa, 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 what's happening in the world above? Why is Moshe Lezuchman control complaining? So he goes, looks at the, asks the supervisor, give me a report here. The supervisor says, listen, there's a problem in the generator. He killed the generator. Tov, let's fix the generator, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because I have a responsibility here. I'm responsible to taking care of this irresponsible man. Now what happens? Tzarich Hashem Yitbarach, Master of the Universe, letzavot mechadash, to give a new command that the Shefa will come back. לצוות מחדש השפע שתלך כמו מתחילת הבריאה. To fix the damage. The Kadosh Baruch Hu himself comes and says, no, again you pull the cord out. Such a silly boy. And he puts it back into again. Generator starts generating power again. And then you, with your foolish behavior, you pull the cord out again. Shem is like, come on. Oh, you know, these kids down there, don't know what they're doing. And he pulls it back again. And so forth. This you do 20 times a day. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu, once he gets the signal, so to say, that you pull the cord out, you killed the energy, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come and say, each time he says, okay, no, foolish behavior, let me give again the commandment that it will be fixed and Shefa will come back again. But a minute later, you're the one who sinned again. This is what it means, that the Torah says, and if you will say, what am I going to eat on the seventh year? שהתורה מלמדת לאדם דרכי השם. The Torah wants to teach you how Hashem operates. That's why we have the Torah. The Torah is not to limit our life or to control our life. People think the Torah is here to control my life. People look at the observant lifestyle and says this is just a control system to put the people under control. And you know, for the unnaked eye, from the outside to look at it, it looks like some type of a controlled community. Don't do this, don't do this. Don't do that, don't do here, don't do this. You do this, you get punished. But really, the Torah is coming and telling you, I'm not controlling you. I'm lehefech, the other way around. I'm giving you the ultimate freedom. But let me teach you how the master of the universe works. I'll teach you how it works. You align yourself to the rules. So the Torah comes and says, no, I'm just teaching you how the Kadosh Baruch Hu operates in the world. שיש שלם בביטחונו. The Torah comes and tells you, doesn't matter what happens, you have to be 100% whole in your faith to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, he's not talking about faith, he's talking about bitachon. Bitachon is to be secured in Hashem. I don't know if it doesn't really work well in English to say to be secured in Hashem. So you have faith in Hashem. This is emunah. I believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu will do anything. But I also have bitachon, is I trust Hashem 100%. So the Torah comes to teach me how I have to be whole in my trust and secure in Hashem. Al elokav. Ve'lo yomar klal mayochal. And if you have 100% faith and bitachon, trust in Hashem, you will never say, I wonder what I'm going to eat. Where am I going to get food from? Oh my gosh, it's Shabbat in 2 days. How am I going to buy food? I don't even have money. My pockets are completely empty. I had to get all my money to Hotza Lapal right now. What am I going to eat tomorrow? You just have the question in your mind right away. You're saying, I don't trust Hashem. In other words, even the thought just comes up to your mind. Right away, you're declaring, sorry, master of the universe, I don't trust your power. Not only that I don't trust your power, I don't believe that you can do miracles, and I also don't believe that you're going to come and pull through. Right when you say that, you cut the source of Shefa. The person has to be shalem bevitchono al elokav. He has to be 100% whole in trust of Hashem. Ve'lo yomar klal ma yuchal. And don't say, what am I going to eat? Ki kasher chalila yipol min habitachon. Because the second that you fall from that level of trusting Hashem, to think, lachshov ma yuchal, you just for 1 second you fall. And you're thinking, how am I going to make it through? U'osef gam chalila b'shefa. Right away, you're damaging the shefa. That abundance that comes down, right away, you're puncturing it. You're making a hole there. V'itrechu klapei Shmael etzavot mechadash. Now, you pulled the cord out. This is our metaphor. It's not what he's saying here. Our metaphor is that you pulled the cord out of the ATM. But you, the words that he used is matish, is to weaken. Weaken the power that comes from above. Imagine right now, somehow, I'm not an electrician, but imagine somehow the voltage in the electricity we get will be reduced. Again, somehow instead of getting 240 volts, or in America, what do you get, 110 volts, suddenly imagine that will go down to 20 volts. What would be the result? You know, the lights will start dimming down. Certain devices will not even work. So same, imagine here, you have a certain voltage of Shefa, of an abundance coming from above. You, for 1 second, you think, how am I going to make it through the day? The voltage goes down. You're weakening the power of the Shefa that's come from above. And if Chas v'Shalom, you don't have bitachon in Hashem, you don't trust Hashem, then you pull the cord out. There's no energy. There's no abundance coming from above. And it has to reboot itself, so to say. Till the message, so to say, goes up to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and puts it back together. It's kind of, you can relate to it if you have kids, that you see that sometimes a kid will do something very, very foolish, exactly the same idea, but the kid doesn't understand even what's going on. And you go and fix it, they turn it off. So, I mean, I remember once we had like a CD player, a DVD player, and my daughter, she was probably 2 years old then, she was watching some show on the DVD, but she liked all the buttons on the remote, so she kept pressing the buttons and turned it off. What happened? I'm like, well, why are you turning it off? I would turn it back on, the show would come back again, 2 minutes later, what happened again? So she would press the buttons all the time. You know, it got the buttons on the remote, got the attention. So she kept turning off her own show. Same idea. And in the, you know, after a couple times, like, come on, so just stop touching the buttons already. I got things to do. I can't come here every 2 minutes to turn the DVD player up again. But nevertheless, this is the same idea. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, you damage, the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes again. Oh yeah, okay. Puts it together and you damage it again. Now the verse says, "V'chitomru." What if you say, what are we going to eat on the seventh year? The meaning here, "Kasher tomru kach," when you say, when you just dare to say, what am I going to eat? "V'az tatrichu oti." Then you're going to have to bother me, Hashem is saying, and then I'm going to have to give again my blessing, v'tziviti. It's almost like, you can ask your wife or maybe your mom, how annoying it is when she's standing for 2 hours preparing the meal, and the kids are like, what are we eating? What are we eating? What are we eating? I'm making dinner. It's going to be ready very soon. 2 minutes later, what are we eating? What are we eating? Don't you see that I'm standing here for 2 hours? I'm cutting, I'm preparing. Wait. Same thing, Hashem. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you would say, what am I going to eat? You're pulling the cord out. You're going to bother me. I'm going to have to re-give the blessing. Ela, lo titnagu kach. What does Hashem says? Don't do that. Don't bother me. Don't lose your trust and hope in me. V'tivtechu be'Hashem. Trust Hashem. But you think Hashem is not going to come through? How do you trust Hashem? Bechol levavchem, with your entire heart, not 90%, not 95%. When you trust Hashem, even 99%, but 1% you don't trust Hashem, then you damage the abundance. V'az tilech ha-shefa bli efsek. Now, if you trust Hashem 100%, he doesn't say the word 100%. He says bechol levavchem, in your whole heart, whole heart. Then Hashefa ilech bli efsek. The abundance is just going to go without any stop. Ilech bli efsek klal tamid lo yechsaru kol ba. And you'll never lack anything. It doesn't mean you're going to be a millionaire, but you're never going to lack anything. You're going to have exactly what you need, maybe even more than what you need. But nevertheless, you're never going to lack anything. So basically saying, in other words, when I lack something, it's my problem. I'm the one who's causing the deficiency. It's almost like me being upset with the ATM. What did the ATM do to you? The ATM is just there to give you the money. So that's why I said, here it's talking about the sabbatical year. But our life, every moment is a sabbatical year. Because not always I have my sustenance. You know, most people in the world, they go through a period, they get fired, they lose their job. Now what? Not a few years ago, I remember my brother-in-law had a very good job, very big company, had a car, benefits, good salary. One day, they kicked him out. One day, comes home. He was unemployed, I think, for like 7-8 months. He sat at home. Sat at home, looking at the ceiling, sending millions of resumes and going nuts, going nuts. And he was not an observant man. He was extremely worried. First 3 months, he was happy. He got unemployment. But then the unemployment stopped. The money from the government. And he was freaking out. So how many people in the world, the majority of the people in the world, will go through a period that they don't have an income. They lost their income. They lost their ability to work, whatever it is. And they're, you know, sitting on kishke is what they say. The tuchus is, can't even sit for a second. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not only testing us, but he's telling us you don't have to wait for the sabbatical year. Just imagine the farmers 2,000 years ago. Can you imagine that it's not really a year, it's much more than a year. Because you have to stop, we're already working the land half a year before that, depending when. I mean, there's different rules. Some stop at Pesach, some stop at Shavuot, some stop before Rosh Hashanah. There's a lot of rules in what's called Shvi'it, the seventh year. But nevertheless, can you imagine the farmers, what was going on in their mind? That's it, no more working for the rest of the year. So the point is that we experience this on a daily basis. But comes this deep message and says the Kadosh Baruch Hu went out of its way to add words in the Torah. Usually the Torah gives an answer, it doesn't present a question. Here the Torah went out of its way to present the question and to give right away the answer, to basically tell you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu zan u'mefarnes lakol, he takes care of the entire world. You know, the Kadosh Baruch Hu also feeds terrorists and murderers, and you would think that a person would be a murderer right away, the oxygen supply should stop. That's what you would think. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I have a rule here. I feed everybody right now. I don't judge them while they're here. Don't worry, I'll judge them when they get up. But nevertheless, if a terrorist has what to eat, why wouldn't I have what to eat? If a vicious animal has what to eat, but I'm not going to have what to eat. So the problem is only me. I have two problems here. First problem is that I damage the tzinor, the pipe of the abundance, by doing sins. Straight out. You don't have to be a genius here, and you can't sugarcoat it. You can't come to a person and says, oh no, Hashem, he loves you so much. Hashem loves you too. But also, you know, I love my kids unconditionally. My kid will do something wrong, he will get punished. I have no problem sending my kid without dinner to go to sleep one night. So my wife is like, oh, you're too harsh with them. No, I'm not. Nothing's going to happen to the kid if he goes to sleep hungry one night. The next day, I can guarantee to you, he will behave 10 times better. Means I'm a bad father? No, I'm educating the child. And he's going to, I have strict rules in my house. So, and you know what? The strict rules work because they get also unconditional love. And they get attention and they get what they need, my kids. But when it's time to discipline, I'm a general. And can sweet talk me and we'll work with my wife. Same thing here. The Kadosh Baruch tells you, listen, I love you unconditionally, but you mess up. You mess up. Don't come and sugarcoat things. This is a very bad attitude that other people in our generation have. Don't worry, Hashem loves you. I know Hashem loves me, but He also going to slap me across my face to show me how much He loves me. And the proof is I love my kids unconditionally. And if they go a little bit off their focus and they need to get aligned, then they're going to get aligned. So they can't throw into the air and say Hashem loves you. I know Hashem loves you, but it doesn't matter. You do a damage. You damage the pipe that through this pipe this abundance is coming from. Then you're not going to get anything. So this is the first problem. You have to be very aware of your sins. But more than that, even when a person sins, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will still give him, maybe not exactly in the amount that he wants, but he will give him what he deserves, and he will give him enough to sustain. But the bigger problem is not the fact that I sin. The bigger problem is that I have lack of security in Hashem, that I don't have bitachon, that I lose my faith in Hashem, and it's not faith, it's more trust. Because bitachon really is not really trust. Bitachon is to have that I'm secured, that I have 100%. I know, I never saw one of my kids worrying about how they're going to get clothes, food, toys. My kids, they come to me, I need a new shirt. Why? It's ripped. Okay, they don't know what's behind the scene. They just know that I have this plastic thing, and when they need to buy something, we go with the plastic thing to the shop. So my major problem, our major problem, is that we don't really trust Hashem. We trust Hashem 90%, 80%, 95%. Sometimes I'm real good and I trust Hashem 99%. But I'm missing that 1% of bitachon, and that 1%, how did he say here? Matish kocho pamalei Hashem mala. I'm weakening the force of the committee above that is giving me over the money. You know, in some organizations, the way it works, that they have a fund, money comes into the fund, and they have a list of people, and needy people, and the committee will get X amount of money, and they will go through the list and say, okay, give to that family 200, give to this family 300, give to that family 500. They run the committee. There's no agenda here. They just do it according to, okay, this family has 8 kids, give them a little bit more. This family has 3 kids, give them a little bit less. That's the committee. Now, the people who are receiving, they don't know there's a committee who's deciding who gets what. But nevertheless, it's all done in faith and in emunah. Same thing here. There's a committee above that is giving over the shefa. Now, if you lose trust, if you show that you don't trust Hashem, by questioning what's going to happen, you're weakening, so to say, the power of the committee, and you're affecting yourself. You're shooting yourself in the leg, basically. So we have to do two things here. A, needless to say, I'm not saying that it's so easy, but to try to prevent doing sins. Because the sins are the ones who are causing a lot of leaks, so to say. It's better to... It's very hard to compare what is more important, to initiate a good act or to prevent a bad act. But nevertheless, when I'm doing sins, bad acts, the precepts, don't think for a second. It punctures holes in the pipes.
Sur Meira.
Yeah, Sur Meira. You have to make sure. So needless to say, easier said than done, but you have to be aware. And needless to say, the more important thing is you work on your bitachon. And how do you work on your bitachon? That you just need to look around. I sometimes go out and I throw the garbage. Believe it or not, I have garbage. Not too long ago, I went out of the house with a garbage bag and somebody saw me. Rabbi, you taking out the garbage? I says, well, we have a lot of garbage in our home. You know, we don't compost our stuff straight in the living room. We have garbage in my house. We have wrappers and peels. And I have six kids. The person was shocked. You are taking out the garbage? I said, the last I checked, I don't have servants taking the garbage out for me. But it was such a funny expression. How they like, what do you think? That the garbage somehow flies out of my house? So I do visit the garbage occasionally, even though it's we have a job agenda in the house. Every day, somebody else's job to take the garbage. But sometimes the garbage bags are big. I can't take. I have my kid take it out. But nevertheless, it's very healthy to take out the garbage, because when you go to the garbage, you know what you find there? 17 cats, and they're like sitting there. They're very fat, the cats here. And you know, you throw a garbage bag into the bin, like three cats jump out. How do you dare bothering them? But they're all sitting there, the cats, they're looking at you like, I wonder what he has for us today. So you see the cats very relaxed, very calm, no pressure, they don't jump on the food. They're waiting for you to go, and they're very gently, they open the bag and they start snooping around. So it's very educational to go to the garbage bin to throw your garbage. Because you see, if the cats are not worried, why should I be worried? I shouldn't be worried. It's a lesson in emunah, a lesson in bitachon. So we have to know how to develop a lot of bitachon in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zanu Fanes Lakol. Right now I have nothing in my pocket. So tomorrow will be. You know, the Baal Shem Tov and many other tzaddikim lived with the attitude that the Baal Shem Tov never went to sleep with money in his pocket. One time, there's a story that one time he couldn't fall asleep and he woke up his wife and he told her, is there money in the house? I can't fall asleep. So he would finish the day as some change in the body, right away, give it over. I can't go to sleep when I have money. I don't want to show any sign of lack of trust in Hashem, and in the morning, money would come, food will, somehow something would happen. And you know what? When you really put 100% trust in the hands of Hashem, you see how He takes care of you every day. He gives you what you need. Not always it's coming in a way that what you would wish. Doesn't mean you're going to have millions of dollars. But everything will be taken care of. Your rent, your payments, your bills, everything will come at the right moment. You just need to know how to develop this trust. It's called bitachon. And just take to consideration, we're not going to learn now how to develop bitachon, we're just now presenting the problem. But he's saying here very, very clear, when you have lack of bitachon, right away you're closing the faucets. And now Hashem has to come back again, open it like the DVD player of my little girl. That's how it works. So you're getting here two answers. On one side, stop sinning. On the other side, work on your bitachon. Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of business. Everything is under control. Hashem is here. You have nothing to fear. And that's it. That's how you have to live your life. Zad Hashem. You build a strong bitachon. It says, Lo ra'iti tzadik ne'ezav ve'zaro ve'mevakesh lachem. I have never seen a tzadik being thrown to the curb and his kids looking for bread. Chas v'shalom, like in the times of the Holocaust and many other things. It's like that. So we have to know how to trust Hashem, and the abundance is all around us. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is just waiting to give us. We just have to know how to develop the 100% trust in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zanu Mfarnes Lakol.